Welcome to Grab Your Cows Ministry. This is a weekly podcast available every Wednesday. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister R.T. Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God has been guiding you, that He's been building you, that your faith muscle has been building. You've been getting stronger. You've been getting better. You're able to do things and handle situations that you weren't able to handle before. And I want to jump into this, and I tell you every week I'm excited, but every week I'm truly excited to bring what God gave to me. This is Season 3, Episode 4, and it's titled, He's Got Me. Say that with me one more time. I want you to text somebody. I want you to post it. I want you to share it. I need you to tell somebody that He found me, that He kept me. And I want your big emphasis on the word kept me. Before we start this week's episode, I'd like to go to God in prayer. Dear merciful Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time, God. Thank you for waking us up today, God. We're not worthy of the things that you've given us, God, but we got to say thank you. We ask you to set that devil down, you by his hands and his feet, that the Holy Spirit is the only spirit that has free flow movement about in our life. God, as the devil tries to come at us in every way, God, we turn to you. Keep us. Give us your wisdom. Give us the guidance that we seek, God. Let your word guide the path to our feet. Let that be a light. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. I'm excited again, y'all. I say it every week, but I truly am. I'm truly blessed to be able to be here with y'all. And I want to jump right on into this, because I'm gonna let you know, He kept me through it all, through everything. He kept me. I may have made a mess of some things, but He kept me safe. He kept me going. He kept me on this path. And maybe you're dealing with something right now that you don't know how to get out of. But I'm telling you, He's got you. He's keeping you. He's with you in this. You change the circumstance. You are the one that can come out of it. All you got to do is reach out to Him and say, Jesus, I need you. Cover me, God. Let your word be the only word that I listen to. He kept me. We're going to be in Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. We're going to go verse 10. If you have God's word and we like God's word, give me an amen. Deuteronomy 32 reads, He found them in a desert land, in an empty, howling wasteland. He surrounded them and watched over them. He guarded them as He would guard His own eyes. Let's read that one more time. He found them in a desert land, in an empty, howling wasteland. He surrounded them and watched over them. He guarded them as He would guard His own eyes. I'm here to tell you right now, God kept you. I want to break this down a little bit, and it says in Deuteronomy, and it's telling you right here, that He found them in a desert land. What we know about the desert land, we know that the desert land is dry. We know that's where things go to die, that there are only certain things that can survive out in the desert. We ain't one of them. We have to have food, we have to have water, we can't survive in the desert. Not only was it a desert, in an empty, howling wasteland. So he got them in the worst of the worst. In the wasteland. Maybe that's where He found you at. Maybe that's where He kept you from going. Maybe that's where you're at right now, that you're in a wasteland. Not only in a desert, but you're in an empty, howling wasteland. Maybe you're in a dark place. Maybe you're out there just You can never seem to get enough water. You can never seem to get enough food, that you're always just thirsty. You're always hungry. That's Jesus crying out to you, saying, I want to give you. I want to quench that thirst. Just come to me. Let me give you what you need to eat properly. Let me give you the things that you need to make the necessary changes in your life. He kept me. He got you. He found you in the desert. He found you in this howling wasteland. He found you in the jail cell. He found you on the streets. He found you at the end of that bottle. He found you in the circumstances you never thought you were going to get out of. He found you in hell. He found you at your lowest point. He found you on a mugshot. He found you in any type of desert that you may be in right now. And maybe this message ain't for you right now. Maybe everything is going great for you right now. But he brought you out of somewhere. He brought you out of an eviction. He brought you in that desert of a divorce. He brought you out of a bad relationship. He brought you out of a desert, a howling wasteland. He brought you out of it. And I go back to this right here, when I say that he kept you. He kept you in the palm of his hands. He's guarding you like he was guarding his own eyes. And we know that what we see is what we do. And we have to protect our eyes and what we're seeing and what we're doing. Because if we just let our eyes wander, it gets us into trouble. If we let our eyes wander, then we get in trouble. We start seeing things we shouldn't be seeing. That leads us to do things that we shouldn't be doing. It leads us into a wasteland. It leads us into some things that we should not be a part of. He kept me. He kept you. I want to take it back a little bit here, and I want to describe what's going on. In Deuteronomy here, Moses is leading everybody out of Egypt. But right now, they're in the desert. Moses took them away from Pharaoh. Moses is taking them away from where God has promised. And when this happens in our life, we ask God to step in, and we ask us to let us get away from our pharaohs. Let us get away from a bad relationship. Let's get us away from things that cause us pain. You know, and it may be that bottle. It may be that joint or that blunt. It may be those pills. It may be some depression that you're in right now and some anxiety that you deal with. God is taking you away. And when God takes you away from your Pharaoh, you gotta go through the desert to get somewhere. Come on now. I'm not sure if y'all feeling me today on this, but I'm here to tell you something right now. God is bringing you through this desert. He is guarding you. He's keeping you on the path that he wants you to go. If I can break it down a little bit more and how this goes down, we all know that once we get out of our comfort zone and once things start to happen, and just like right here, everybody they're in the desert and they're walking, they're going to the promised land that God promised them, and we all know we may be in that point of our life to where we want to go back to it because that's where we're comfortable. We're comfortable in the mess. We're comfortable having conversations that we shouldn't be having. We're comfortable doing things we shouldn't be doing. We're comfortable in the mess. We know that the desert's hard. We know, and let me just be quite frank, we're comfortable with Golden Corral and eating at the buffet. We're comfortable with staying at the Little Debbie aisle at Walmart. We're comfortable eating all the ice cream and all the donuts. And we're comfortable being in that. But we're going to sit there and complain that we overweight. Our pants don't fit no more. Our shirts don't fit no more. But hey, I'm comfortable in it. Well, if you come, we can't be comfortable in that mess anymore. When God put us on this diet, God put us on a plan, God put us where He wants us to be at. And not for us to understand it, it's for His glory. God says, I know the plans I have for you. Trust me, I kept you. I kept you out from when that car wreck should have taken your life. I kept you from that last drink you drank should have killed you. That diagnosis, that heart attack that you suffered, that stroke you suffered, the anxiety attack that you suffered should have taken your life. And God says, no, I got something for you. So He kept you. So why do we keep going back to the mess? Why do you keep going back to the Pharaohs? Why do you keep, He brought you away from that. Why are we going back to it? And this is where we got to understand that God, His timing is perfect, and He's using everything to better equip you for the fight that's coming. He's equipping you with the strength you need to get out this mess. He's equipping you for battles that you don't even see. He's going to give you enough food and enough water. He's going to bring you out this desert. And I know that the desert isn't fun and isn't always nice, and quite frankly, it just sucks being in the desert. It sucks having to go through the pain and the sorrow. But it's necessary that we do it. It's necessary to get through this soreness. It's necessary to do our fasting. It's necessary to put the time we do on the treadmill. It's necessary to put time in with Him. It's necessary for us to put time in silence with Him, to put everything else away and have an intimate relationship with God. It's necessary for you to be better and stronger at it. It's necessary that you do squats, and I know that it hurts, and I know you may walk funny for a couple of days afterwards, but it's necessary for you to do them so we have a strong foundation. So when the things hit the fan, when it goes all awry and it goes all astray, that you are right there saying, I got this because He kept me through this. And I'm not sure what fire that you're dealing with right now. I'm not sure what you're going through right now, but I'm here to tell you God's keeping you safe. He's bringing you out better on the other side of it. You just got to continue to keep on trusting Him. Let Him use you. Let Him guide you. Let Him be the one and the voice that you listen to. He's the one that's the center of your life. He's the one that you wake up to and say, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for allowing me to be in this place that you call me to be. And I know it may not look exactly how you want it to look right now, but I'm telling you, God's got you where He's exactly where He needs you at, and where He wants you at, and where you need to be at. He has to sit you down so you can hear His voice. And this is the time that we come together every week that I want to sit there and say, it's not how you live while this message is going, it's how you live after the sermon is over. How do you apply this to your life every day? How do you do this? How do you apply what God has put into you right now to life? You put praise upon your lips. We worship. So we can get ready for the warship. Woo! Let me say that with you one more time because I don't think you truly caught it. We worship so that it prepares us for warship. Because when the war comes to you, believe me, it's coming to you. And you may not be in it right now, but the war is coming to you. So when the warship comes, remember that we're staying with the warship. Now our warship, no matter what we do, our worship is better than anything and better than anything, because our God is able to do anything and everything. He can move the mountains. He can set down that devil. When he says bow, everybody bows before him. He's the one that makes the sun rise and the sun set. He's the one that brings the stars out. He says you're going to be better than you ever thought you were ever going to be. I don't care what you started out like. I don't care what decision you're facing right now. I said you trust in him. Trust in him, because he is the one that's truly moving and guiding you in every way. It's not what people have said about you. It's not their decision to make. It's yours. People are not living your life. You are living your life. You are the head of your household, or if you're supporting your husband or your wife, or however you may be at in this life right now, God is guiding it. He's asking you to be a servant for him. Trust him. He kept you through everything. So these tough decisions that you're making in your life, trust God. He kept you, so why not trust him? He brought you out of mess. Why are you not trusting him? He's going to guard you like he guards his own eyes. I want to go to Matthew 19. Right around verse 26 says, Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible. Let me say that with me one more time. Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible. What are you trying to tell me, preacher? What I'm trying to tell you right here now is that you can't do it on yourself. You can't do it with your family. You got to give it to God. God's the one that's got to make these decisions for you. You have to be guided by God's voice. So if you're coming to this decision time, if you're coming to something that's going to change your life, give it to God and let him do it, because man can't do it. Facebook can't do it. You got to get in the book. You got to be that one that's in the book that say, yes, God, I got you. I know what you're going through. God, yes, God guided me through this. I don't care what people say. I don't care they say I'm talking kind of funny. I'm walking kind of funny. But I know that you got me on this program, God, that we're doing this together, God. We're doing this so we can get swole. So when the war comes to me, God, I got it covered. That no matter what my family goes through, God, I'm still going to be the head of my house, God, because I know I got you, because you got it covered, God. I know that no matter what I go through, God, you got it. You kept me out of so many things, God. You've kept me safe. You kept me strong, God. I ask that you continue to give me the power. Give me everything that I need, God. I am nothing without you, God. I need everything. I need you right now, Heavenly Father. I need you to set this devil down. I need him to get out of my life. I don't know what addiction you're dealing with. I don't know what anxiety that you're dealing with. I don't know what fear you're dealing with right now, but I'm speaking in it right now. It's your breakout season. This season going to stop right now. Wherever you're going through, God's going to stomp in right now in it. He's going to move you in a way that you've never been moved before. I ask you that you continue to keep on trusting in him. Keep giving him all the power and all the glory. And no matter what you go through, God's got you covered. No matter what they say about you, God's got you covered. He's going to protect you through this desert. He's going to get you to the promised land. All you got to do is keep on trusting him. Say, God, I know I don't understand what I'm going through, but I know that you got the plans all laid out for me. Your word tells me every day, God, that you got me covered, that you get my shirt kind of tight, and I'm moving in a different way, God. And I got to say thank you for that, Jesus, because no matter what they go through, God, I know that you got me covered. Now, I don't care what you go through. I don't care what they say. I don't care how many fights you got to fight. Keep on fighting. Keep on moving, because God is moving in your life in a different way. Your shirt's going to get really, really tight. Your pants are going to shrink down. This diet is working. These weight programs are working. You are doing more than you ever thought you were going to be able to do in this life. Jesus, I ask that you step in right now. Whatever they people are going through, God, I ask you to step in right now. I don't care what they're dealing with. God, step in right now. God, cover them. Keep them guarded, God. I know that you have them. God, let them trust into you, God. Break that wall down, God, of that furrow. I don't know what they went through when they were young, God, but as you remove that, remove the bitterness out of their heart, God, I ask you that you step in right now. You feel that hole in their heart right now, God. I ask you to be the head of the house, God. I ask you to be the one they wake up to and worship, God. I ask you to be the one, God, that takes away every pain, every sorrow, God. I ask you to lift them up today. I thank you, Jesus. And I'm not telling you this. The word telling me. The Bible says, Jesus looked at them intently and says, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible. I know you may be going through something right now, but God has got you covered. God has got you protected. He kept you, and he's keeping you. Let him guide you. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come speaking glory upon your name today, God. I have to thank you for bringing us out, keeping us sane during the process that we may be going through right now. God, I know that we may not understand everything all the time, but I know that you have everything covered. And I have to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In your holy name, we pray. I got to give praise and glory to the one that woke us up today. Whatever you're dealing with, God keeping you. He kept you for all this time. It may not look the best right now, but he's got you in the palm of his hand. He's guarding your eyes. He's guarding your heart. Let him move you. And I know the desert's not comfortable, but it's necessary. We worship to get ready for the worship. And what next week can't get here fast enough, Lord willing. We better hit on something different. I hope your faith muscle has been building. You've been getting stronger during this time. Reach out and touch somebody today and tell them God kept you. And God is keeping you in the palm of his hand. For praise and prayer requests and reports, please text 208-906-9742. And until next week, Lord willing, be best, stay blessed. God's keeping.